A new college basketball season begins tonight with 8 teams playing in the two-night Coaches vs. Cancer Classic in Madison Square Garden. Defending national champion Maryland opens its season in a new arena at the end of next week. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
Does the season start with the usual suspects as the favorites?
Well, it depends on your definition of the usual suspects, but I think yes, in the sense that everybody kind of likes Arizona and Kansas above everyone else. Arizona, a team that won a national title in 1997, was in the national championship game 2 years ago, and of course Kansas was a Final Four team. And then you get into your teams like Florida and Kentucky and UCLA and go around the country, and it's always going to be the big names.
So Arizona wasn't even ranked last year. They've reloaded already?
This is the way college basketball is now, Bob. From 1 year to the next, it can be turned upside down because you have so many underclassmen leaving. Last year at this time, Arizona had lost 3 underclassmen to the NBA, and they were forced to start a bunch of freshmen. Well, what happens? Those freshmen get to be very experienced sophomores in a game where there are so few seniors. So now Arizona has all 5 starters back from last year who were blooded by having to play so early, and they're very talented. So everybody looks at them and says, boom, they're the favorites for the national championship.
What about the defending champion?
Well, the reason they won last year is because they had 4 seniors. They're gone. But Maryland is still a very experienced team and will probably be one of the favorites in the ACC because the ACC is a little bit down this year, again, underclassmen leaving early. But Maryland will still be a team to watch because they still have a lot of experienced players coming back.
Not your alma mater.
Well, what about my alma mater?
Well, you said the ACC is down this year. I can't imagine.
Well, my alma mater, Duke, lost 3 juniors to the NBA, much like Arizona did a year ago. If they had those 3 guys back as seniors, they'd probably be the favorites. Now, they'll be starting freshmen. They'll be a little bit down this year, down for Duke being, you know, in the 20 to 25 win range. And then a year from now, we'll probably be talking about them as the favorites to win the national championship.
You've got high schoolers now not even considering putting in a token year in college.
Right. The guy who is the best high school player in the country is a kid named LeBron James, who's from Ohio. And he, in fact, considered going to court to try to get into the NBA draft last year at the end of his junior year of high school. The only reason he might set foot on a college campus next year is if the pro team that takes him with the number 1 pick plays an exhibition game on a college campus.
Okay, there's time left for the annual feel-good story.
Oh, this is a good one. Jason Conley, a kid who is dyslexic. He could not test well enough to be eligible to play as a freshman because of NCAA rules. He was the first partial qualifier ever accepted by Virginia Military Institute. Sits out a year, and last year not only was he the leading scorer in the country, he was voted into a leadership position by the student body at VMI. He comes back as a sophomore. He's a great story. You should make the drive down to Lexington, Virginia with me some night to see him play.
Thank you, John.
Bye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein. His new book is The Punch, One Night, Two Lives, and the Fight That Changed Basketball Forever.